This year marks the 400th anniversary of the death of the Italian artist Caravaggio, believed by many art lovers to be the greatest painter of all time. Rome is hosting a major exhibition of his masterpieces. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports on the original bad boy artist.
Exhibition visitors are plunged into near total darkness. Only the canvases are lit. Claudia Palmiro Acunto is admiring a young Bacchus, the god of wine.
I'm just marveling at the sensuality of the skin and the contrast of textures from the fruit to the wine to the fabric. It's chiaroscuro.
Light and darkness, the groundbreaking technique Caravaggio invented, a single powerful ray of light coming from outside the frame. The contrast of shadow and light produced a totally new intensity and stark realism. Art scholar Stefania Macioce points out the modernity of these works.
If you think the age, 16th century, there is the same way to use light like modern photography. It's fantastic.
It's the time of Galileo and Monteverdi, and Caravaggio's life reads like a play by Shakespeare, another of his contemporaries. Born in Milan, he arrived in Rome at the height of the Inquisition. The church was all-powerful, but Rome also had a rich lowlife of courtesans, gamblers, and brawlers. Caravaggio divided his time between his patrons' gilded salons and the back-alley demi-monde of whorehouses and taverns, the inspiration for his paintings. Art historian Maurizio Calvesi says the artist rejected the uplifting Baroque style so dear to the church and plunged biblical narratives into the gloom and desperation of contemporary reality.
Barocco è proprio il gusto opposto a Caravaggio perché
Caravaggio is the opposite of the Baroque, which glorifies wealth, luxury, and the triumphant Catholic Church. He was deeply revolutionary. He brought the human aspect of God back to earth.
For models, he used laborers, prostitutes, and gypsies. The church was outraged. Painting after painting was rejected. A dead virgin that looked like a bloated corpse, a jailer yanking Christ's hair, saints with dirty feet were simply not decorous. Rome's Sant'Agostino Church is filled with treasures, but visitors all flock first to a corner chapel on the left and drop coins in a machine to illuminate the canvas. The Madonna of Loreto is a barefoot virgin holding the baby Jesus. She stands in a doorway in the evening shadow, one leg saucily crossed over the other. Visitor Cinzia Margotti is enthralled.
Sicuramente non li amava. Come si fa amare una Madonna così?
The church couldn't possibly like a Madonna like this one. Just look at her. She's real and beautiful, but too free for the 16th century church.
Many of Caravaggio's works were filled with grief, suffering, and violence, images in contrast with the church's predilection for rosy cherubs and angels in the heavens. Francine Prose, author of a book about Caravaggio, says his paintings reflected the violence of the times.
You know, beheadings were a kind of daily fact of life in Rome. For example, if you look at paintings of his, such as Judith and Holofernes, or the beheading of John the Baptist, which is in Malta, there are paintings of executions. His crucifixions, the deaths of the saints, are executions. So he lived at a very violent time.
He, too, led a violent life. All that's known about him comes through judicial records of his many scuffles with the law. Sentenced to death in 1606 for murdering a man, he fled Rome. The next 4 years were spent in flight, to Naples, to Malta, to Sicily, and back to Naples. His works got darker and more dramatic. He believed papal hitmen were on his heels. He painted David with the head of Goliath, a delicate young man holds a severed head, Caravaggio's own self-portrait, a tormented mask of agony and horror. Suddenly, he got long-hoped-for news. He was pardoned, and he headed back to Rome. As one of his biographers wrote, bad luck did not abandon him. On a hot July day in 1610, a semi-conscious Caravaggio was found lying on this stretch of beach along the Tuscan coast. Still today, it's a mystery whether he had come down with malaria or another illness, or whether he had been wounded in a duel. 2 days later, in the local hospital, Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio, the greatest artist of his time, ended his trailblazing but all too brief career. He died alone. He was only 39. After his death, Caravaggio was forgotten. The martyrdom of the artist lasted 300 years, and it wasn't until the 20th century that the visionary genius was rediscovered. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.